Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Yes, tonight we enter the third week of our Human Condition series on emotions. Over the past 2 weeks, we've worked through about high and low energy emotions and positive and negative emotions. Last week we talked about the ratio of positive to negative emotions that we need to be thinking clearly. Lynn Worsley, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Great to see you. Where are we heading this week, Lynn?
Okay, this week I'd like to talk about some specific emotions and the way that we react to the level of energy that they put out. So let's start with the scientific principle that every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Even with emotions.
Wow. Now, like, we apply this to physics and we apply it to the systems in our body, but let's now apply it to the psychology of our emotions. So if we think of the energy that's put out by different emotions, we can think of this as energy as being a reaction to an event or an action.
So kind of our emotional energy is equal and opposite to an event or action that's just occurred.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So the next thing to think through, when there are high energy emotions, that must tell us that there's been an action that has just occurred that also has a high energy in it.
So again, remind us of high energy emotions like?
High energy emotions are hate, anger, fear, also love, attraction, attachment, care. They're all high energy.
Yeah.
Now, last week we spoke about distancing ourselves from the emotions, like sitting with them and understanding what's just happened before and when you might have felt like this before.
Yes.
So that helps us to understand or to work out if we're angry at something that's causing us real stress or we're just remembering the stress from a previous event and loading this memory onto the present situation. So there's real value in just sitting with our emotions before we act on them. But there's also real value in using the energy. If you're angry at something and that's happening now and perhaps it has happened in the past, it's important to actually use the energy. If you try to suppress the anger, it basically turns inwards and becomes depression. So the energy doesn't dissipate, it just goes in.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It can become resentment as well, or it can become jealousy. And these become passive reactions to anger and also cause a lot of energy, like often disabling ourselves or even other people around us. The other thing we do if we don't acknowledge the high energy emotion is that we project it onto others because it's too hard to cope with. It's too much energy. Mm. And Freud called that projection. It's a bit like when we get annoyed with someone and we say, well, what are you so angry for? When actually, you know, we're the one that's angry.
So let's be careful with this. You're saying we need to act on our anger. Might that not be dangerous?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's very dangerous to act on our anger. Mm. But to go with a reaction is not the way to go. What we need to do is actually think a bit differently. If you go with the first impulse that's evoked in us, usually by our emotions, it usually means we'll cause some problems. Yeah. That's why it's really important to sit with the emotion. Don't suppress it. Just sit with it. You're allowed to have it.
Have you got a time on that?
No, but it's just enough time to actually give yourself some chance to ask some questions. Three questions. Why, what, and have. Hmm. Why am I so angry? What's just happened?
Yes.
And have I felt like this before in another situation? So this gives us some information about yourself and the situation and helps you to think through how to change your thoughts behind the emotion and to use the energy of that emotion in a much more positive way. So the main thing here is we actually don't make the situation worse. Remember, I said the scientific principle of every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Yes, yeah.
And when we have high energy emotions, they're usually in the direction of the action. So if someone says something nice to you and compliments you, that's a positive energy action and it evokes a positive energy emotion in response to it. So you feel love and care in response to them. But if someone says something that puts you down or degrades you in any way, you have a negative energy action. It evokes a negative energy emotion and you may feel anger and hurt or even hatred for them.
Yeah.
Now, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And that means that what we seek to do now is to make ourselves feel a whole lot better by having a reaction to that emotion.
Okay.
We want it to go away. So we want to equalize it or neutralize the feelings in us. So if someone likes us, we like them back. If someone hates us, we hate them back. If someone insults us, we insult them back. That's called revenge. Or payback.
Yeah, but does the Bible's Old Testament call this an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth?
It sure does. And like I said many times, psychological principles are not new. But while this way of thinking is still evident is in a lot of our cultures, it's actually a principle of the mind.
Yeah.
It's a reaction to our emotions. Why? We've got it there and we're wired to have those emotions to keep us protected and to have a safe space around us. And it's an instinct in us as babies. We have a sense of relief when someone is punished for a crime. We're supposed to feel better when there's payback. But it's not always the case. Generally, the stress of getting revenge amplifies the problem in the first place. Remember, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Payback just gives you double dose of the emotion.
Yeah.
Double dose of the negative energy. Double dose of the pain.
I just feel it, and we covered some of this, how amazing I think it is, in the neuroplasticity of the brain a few weeks ago. I just find it amazing that instinctively, almost, you're saying, from the time we were babies, we have this, as you put it, the sense of relief when someone's punished. We're supposed to feel better in payback.
Yes, but we don't.
Yeah.
We actually end up with much more of that neuroplasticity. I guess it's reinforced
yes.
in us. So we have more of that anger, more of that energy in that negative direction.
Are these emotions intensified if this is repeat behaviour?
Yes.
That I'm being subjected to.
Yes.
Of course, I suppose.
Yes, yes. It's almost like having a very deep pathway dug in the brain.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So would that be your explanation about why that's the case?
Yes, yes. And I think we have to really train our brains to think differently.
Yeah. Okay, so what should we do then with the high energy emotion if we can't react to it?
Okay. Well, and I think this is the rewiring that we've talked about before. We need to be proactive.
Yes.
Now, pro-action is using the energy that's evoked in us and directing it towards where we want to go, in a positive direction. Now, Jesus opens this discussion when he says to love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. He goes on to say that if someone strikes you on the cheek, turn the other cheek rather than striking back. Now, that he doesn't mean for us to roll over and be passive and low energy.
Hmm.
Not at all. This is a high energy to do the opposite of what you're feeling. It takes a lot of energy to pray for someone who is doing you harm. It takes
yes.
equal energy, but in a different direction. It's equally as powerful as seeking revenge. But Jesus also goes on to say, do to others as you would have them do to you.
Yes.
Now, what he says that involves is a bit of thought. So really, we need to sit with the emotions that we have.
Including anger.
Anger.
But how do you do that?
Yeah.
For heaven's sake.
Well, how do you do that? You ask the three questions. Why, what, and have. Why is this happening? Why am I angry? What has just happened? And have I felt like this before?
And usually the question is, certainly to the last one, probably I have
yes.
felt this before.
Yes. But then you ask another question when you've sat with it for a while. You ask the question, what would I do if I wasn't affected by this? What would I do if I wasn't angry?
I'm trying to project circumstances in
okay.
my life. I'm following you. I think this is really helpful, actually.
Okay. And this will often give you an answer that it's really hard to do. One that you go, no, I couldn't do that. No, I couldn't do that.
I was getting excited then.
Yes, no.
There you have set
it
me back.
It usually gives you an answer of something that's hard to do, but it's often in the direction of the proactive. Now, Jesus says, if you love those who just love you, that's easy.
Yes.
And you do good to those who do good to you, well, that's pretty simple and anyone can do that. But love your enemies and do good to them, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
If we follow Jesus' teaching, every follower of Jesus could have the interactions which have the potential to move others towards more high energy and positive emotions. That could mean that we could all move people towards God because God's love. If we show love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, all the fruits of the Spirit, we have the ability to move people back into that direction.
And that's why I say when prosecuting in a gentle and gracious manner, the Christian faith talks cheap. And
yes.
it's so much more powerful when it's actually lived out like that
yes.
for good. Can you give us perhaps a practical example of how this might actually play out in practice then?
Yeah, okay. Now, this week, I was asked by a colleague as I was making my cup of coffee in the kitchen at Alpha. And she said to me, Lynn, why are we here?
We're in the kitchen to make coffee. Is that okay? Just simple.
And this is a good question between counsellors, isn't it? Yeah. Now, what is the point of us being here, she said. God doesn't need us, so why are we here?
Yeah, it's interesting.
And I pondered for a while, and then I thought it's to be the light. It is to be the brighter light in the crowd of people looking for the light. And if we have that light that has the love, joy, peace of God from his spirit, we will shine much brighter and others will be attracted to that light.
Yep.
And begin to experience God. And that's why we're here. So she went off to a room and she wrote it on a post-it note. She wrote, "We are here to hopefully help people move closer to the light and to hopefully move closer to the light ourselves."
Yes.
Quite profound.
I know.
Then that post-it note, quote, found it on many of the office desks and is, I think it's now on a few Facebook sites.
How new media of you people at Alpha. Well, Jesus says, I think it's at the end of the Sermon of the on the Mount, and it's kind of a summary of so much of the Sermon on the Mount. Shine like lights in the world,
yes,
so that people, when they see your good works, will praise your Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And I think that's a no-brainer.
I actually don't know if it's good works. I actually think it's how we react.
Yeah.
How we proact.
Yeah.
And really, a lot of what we're talking about is very unnatural.
Yeah.
It's much more natural to be reactive.
Yeah. So it's that same thing rather than, you know, the talk's cheap thing on what we say. It's shining a light in how the Christian life is lived out in front of others.
Mm, that's right. And we do that by having actions that lead us towards positive energies and energy emotions. Mm. But that, again, it's the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, self-control, tolerance, faithfulness. How do we shine them? We deliberately do the behaviours that are towards God. We put on the mind of Christ. Put on. We actually try and almost like fake it till you make it at times. We put it on. And we challenge our thinking towards how Christ thinks and do the actions that are in response to that. So Christ also loves our enemies. So we think about their needs and where they're coming from. And that's how we should pray for them.
Yeah. Lynn Worsley, you are so good for all of us, and I include myself in that. Thank you so much indeed for joining us. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Pleasure.
Good on you.
See you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.